This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited if you want to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to hop into one of those, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight we've got some international headlines, one of which may be a danger for all kinds of people. This Chinese coronavirus is apparently a thing, or at least that's what the mainstream media would like you to believe.
It's named after beer.
Yeah, and it's not a fun thing, apparently. There are allegedly millions of people that have been put into quarantine. Apparently.
Yeah, that's the gist of the headlines, at least. I've been browsing them and skimming, but I haven't taken a deep dive into it other than a couple of articles. But apparently, yeah, there is quarantining going on. There is some speculation that this particular virus perhaps originated in a biological facility in China.
Really?
Run by the Chinese government.
The story, feel free to fill in whatever information you have here. I've got a piece from the BBC on this. The Chinese government warning that the spread of this coronavirus is accelerating. And so, of course, there's a lot of fear out there surrounding things like this. People don't understand what this stuff is. I don't claim to have any kind of understanding of it. I don't know how much understanding of it the so-called experts even necessarily have. And the purpose of bringing this up isn't to cause fear. I don't want, you know, to contribute to that.
Yeah, everybody be afraid of this virus thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not our purpose here.
I don't know what you could do about it anyway, you know, besides quarantining yourself out of pure fear of what might happen.
I do.
Are the odds of that happening? Probably fairly slim.
Myself, I question, you know, all of the narratives, particularly if they're coming from governments, and the fact that this is pretty widespread, covered by mainstream media, et cetera, and so on. You know, myself, you know, we've seen the bird flu, the swine flu.
How about,
you know,
mad these, cow?
Anthrax, right, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Not the band.
No.
But, I mean, we keep seeing these supposed virus scares, different versions of the flu and this kind of thing. And, like, they all just seem to fizzle out. Not a lot happens.
Well,
like,
good.
You know, and that's great. But,
yeah.
But, like, are these scare tactics by governments and media, or does the media just take something little and blow it out of proportion and cause hysteria like they enjoy doing or seem to?
I have a suspicion that the latter portion is definitely true. Now, whether or not this thing is dangerous or as dangerous as it's being made out to be, I don't know. But I'm pretty sure the media will blow things out of proportion. I mean, that is what they do. They want you to tune in.
Tune in tonight at 11, the latest on the coronavirus. Where is it spreading? Who's got it? What's going to happen? You know, that's what... Coronavirus with Lyme disease.
Right. And then, of course, do you ever notice when you were... if you ever watch television news, they'll sell, or what they call in the business, pre-sell one of their news items that they're going to be covering tonight, and, you know, whatever. But it's not the first story. The second story, the third story, it's like later in the broadcast, they want you to hold through at least two or three commercial breaks before they finally get to the, you know, the juicy piece of whatever it was that they were promising you, and then it's almost always a disappointment.
I started noticing that, like, as a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know, watching the news, the local, you know, stuff, the NBC Nightly News or whatever it was growing up, and they would always do that. They would tease something, and you'd be like, oh, I really want to see that, and then, like, it would be the last thing that they cover,
yep.
And they tell you just very little about it, and it would be the last, you know, 30 seconds
right,
or minute.
Right, you get barely more than you would get in the teaser.
Yeah.
Like, there wouldn't be much else that they hadn't already shown you.
And that's when I began to sort of, like, resent the national news.
Right. Well, it's not just the nationals, it's the locals, too. But so not only does the news have the incentive to blow a situation out of proportion, to make something sound more serious or more dangerous than it is, of course, the news also just sort of follows along with whatever it is that the government says.
Yeah.
So it's not like... It's not like the government gang in China or in the U.S. or whoever it is that's reporting on whatever illness, you know, they come out with whatever claims they make. Maybe they're lying, as governments are wont to do. Well, the news media doesn't ever think, huh, would the CDC lie about that? Maybe we should go check with some independent experts and see, you know, what do some other doctors think who aren't connected to the CDC? They don't do that. They just take whatever the CDC says at face value, and they just regurgitate it.
Yeah, for our listeners that don't know, maybe some of you have seen the, we'll call it a conspiracy video, floating around online where, like, you know, news networks that aren't geographically similar, like, you know, a network from Texas and a network from New York and a network from Montana or whatever, will all verbatim have the same exact story, you know, and read by the same people, you know, by different people, but with the exact same verbiage, right? You can tell that it's the exact same sentence and that kind of thing. And people have put together videos of this to go, this is how brainwashed you are by the news, which, I mean, it's kind of accurate.
Well, and it makes sense, though, because why would they hire, you know, 100 writers for 100 stations
sure.
when they can hire one writer and a fax machine?
Right. And so what I'm trying to tell the listeners is that each of these news agencies either has a person or a department that is responsible for receiving communications from the government mm-hmm. and then regurgitating them.
Well, it's not just from the government. I mean, back when I was in broadcast radio, I mean, I still am, but when I was working at a cluster in Florida, I did some fill-in work in the morning show, and what you would do was you'd go in and you'd do what they call a rip and read,
yeah.
where you rip off, literally they had like a dot matrix printer, you know, printing off the latest AP headlines with a little summary of the story, and there's your news, you know, and so it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of that stuff that you're talking about is just somebody in the news department grabbing an AP story and then just copying and pasting.
I mean, that's exactly what it's going to sound like when people take stories from the AP, and I guess that was my point, is the consolidation alone is sufficient to explain that,
right.
And the solution to it is to eliminate the consolidation by eliminating the FCC, because people mentioned that only six corporations own the entire broadcast apparatus of America. That whole infrastructure is owned by six corporations. Well, that's true, but
not
those
entirely.
Six corporations then must have all the licenses, right?
What's the FCC? Farcical crooks and criminals?
Yeah. I mean, we would be competing with a local radio station if we had a, you know, if it was legal for us to do so and we weren't risking the studio, we would have, I'm sure, a transmitter in this very house.
Oh, yeah. We'd put up a big tower and some amplifiers and, yeah, we'd be broadcasting away.
I'm still looking to do that somewhere.
It's still not true that every media outlet is owned by six companies. I mean, certainly there are several companies that have a large swath of
a majority of them
the
are,
media
yeah.
Maybe even a super majority, but there are still independent operators within television, and especially
it's
in radio.
It's true. It's like 90 some percent of broadcast power by wattage is owned by six corporations.
Right, yeah. I definitely believe that, and they may not be counting broadcast radio when they look at that. They're looking whenever you see those charts, I'm sure you've seen the graphic where it shows all the different
It definitely included Clear Channel because I looked at the chart for that.
Okay.
Clear Channel's a major.
Clear Channel's huge.
Yeah. Now known as iHeartMedia. They changed their name several years ago.
They renamed themselves after an app.
That's correct. Their app.
They created the app and then decided to make it their identity?
Yeah, it was a smart choice.
I can see why they would do that.
It's got
because,
the word heart in
it. iHeart, for one thing, up till this point is that I've had a much less negative reaction to them than I have to
Clear Channel,
which I know is a monopolist.
Correct.
We're not, like, beholden to them. Should I not be busting their balls on the radio?
Well, I wouldn't call them a monopolist. They aren't a monopoly, but they do have a large chunk of the radio industry. That much is true. And we are on some iHeartMedia stations.
I mean, technically, they're a cartelist.
Yes, but we're not
a big player.
Just like anybody in the radio business, and that's a major player. They're all a big cartel.
Well, you have to become a member of the cartel to broadcast because your membership card is your broadcast.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to get healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here, live Saturday edition. Are you afraid of this coronavirus situation? And if so, is it the mainstream media that...
Not me. I'm just going to get some of Chris's Lyme disease to put in it.
There you go.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Hey, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. They've got a nice site that they launched over the summer called local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And it's global, a trading platform that actually respects your privacy, which is refreshing because there's not a lot of that out there. You can sign up for the site with no identification whatsoever over at local.bitcoin.com. That's local.bitcoin.com. Get started trading Bitcoin Cash. And if you're new to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash, then just go to bitcoin.com and you can start learning the basics there about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general at bitcoin.com. So we're talking about the so-called coronavirus. We actually didn't get into much about the virus, or allegedly about the virus, because we ended up talking about...
The coronavirus is in the news a lot these days.
It is.
It's a star.
Yeah. I haven't read a thing about it, though, honestly, except until tonight. So I purposely just really wasn't paying much attention to it at all, because I don't worry about things like this. It's like... I'm not going to go and change my lifestyle because of some fear-mongering reports in the news media. Mm-hmm. I could understand why somebody who maybe who was living nearby this, whatever center point in China this is going down,
yeah.
Might
Wuhan.
Have some extra concerns and maybe take some precautions. But otherwise, it seems like anybody freaking out about this is doing so unnecessarily.
The only one of these scares that I changed my life for was AIDS.
Well, okay. What, did you start having safe sex or something?
I became much more concerned about birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back before AIDS, safe
I
sex
became
just...
less...
A padded headboard.
Huh?
Back before AIDS, safe sex was just a padded headboard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that and a girl who wasn't going to, get all freaky the next day.
So where were we going with this?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's go to the phones, because Jerome is on the line in South Carolina. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's a better chance of me moving up north and being the roommate of one of you guys. Than me moving to China anytime soon and dealing with the coronavirus, okay? That just ain't happening, man. Not with something as vicious sounding as this thing is. Not doing that. Not going to China.
What's vicious about it, Jerome?
It's like they don't want to call it an epidemic, but it's getting pretty close to being one, okay? As sick as people are getting with something like that, and then they say that, you can have it, and not even know it? Oh, hell no. I'm not going to China. And I'm not going to anybody like that. Uh-uh. And it's starting to come across they've caught some cases here in America. Oh, no.
Yeah, I did hear because...
You can have it.
I'm sorry, Jerome. I did hear because I'm still friends with a bunch of people on the West Coast that there were some reported cases in the Seattle area, but I haven't been able to confirm that. I just saw a couple of news snippets on it.
I think there was one in Chicago, and there's been a handful, I think, already in the United States.
I wanted to say one other thing, though. I just want to know to all the people that support Trump and his lying-ass lawyers that I watched today for 2 hours, how many more lies can he get away with? He says he didn't know Lev Parnas, and then he's on the tape saying, get rid of her. Get out. They frame her.
Who?
And then they got Lev Parnas, the
Russian
guy or Ukrainian guy. Or
okay.
That was saying he didn't know him.
Here's a tip, Jerome. If a politician's mouth is moving, they're probably lying.
Yeah, and also, if Trump annoys you so much, why on earth would you spend 2 hours of your day on a Saturday watching him? Don't you have anything better
to
do?
I want to get to the bottom of this. I want witnesses. I want people that are legit being able to speak. Because if this was me, I'll put it like this. If this was you, and they were saying, we're going to put you on trial for something, but you're not going to have any witnesses. There ain't no way in hell you're going to go for that.
As a defendant, that's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for a defendant to call no witnesses and to limit himself only to cross-examining witnesses called by the Senate. But here's the deal that I would like to see, and I want to see how you would like it. I would say, yes, let's call all the witnesses they call. Let's call every witness the Democrats want to call, but let's also call Hunter Biden, and let's call Joe Biden as witnesses, and see if they can explain what Hunter Biden was doing in the Ukraine that was worth $3 million. Because if it turns out there wasn't any real corruption that Trump was looking at, then that looks like he was just trying to get, you know, dirt, make the opposition look bad. But if there was real corruption going on there, and what he was doing is asking or pressuring even the Ukrainians into investigating real corruption that a previous administration had pressured in the same way into not investigating that corruption, then that would make me look at Trump differently.
Did you hear Mulvaney? Oh, this is the way things are done. Just get over it. If a Democrat has stepped to the podium, at, like President Obama has said something arrogant and cocky like that, it would be over with him for him the next day.
No, it wouldn't.
It would be over. I mean, the Democrats would be mad, but the Republicans would cheer. Right. Or the Republicans would be mad and the Democrats cheer.
Right.
You're not going to get both sides to be mad because both sides see allegiance to their own as more important than the welfare of the country.
Thank you, Jerome, for the call.
All of this is political theater, in my humble opinion. This is all faux outrage and crocodile tears over what is truly the way things are normally done. And I don't want them to be done that way, but that's the way they're done.
Yeah, for sure.
The corruption goes all the way to the bone.
Thank you, Jerome, for the call. I appreciate it.
It's two guys wrestling over a gun, right? Right. And they just both want the gun, and either guy will realize that the gun is the problem.
And whichever one gets the gun, he's going to point it at us.
That's right.
Of course.
Not at the other side.
No, pointed at everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, they're arguing over which one of them gets to point the gun at us, because that's the only thing that changes.
Yeah, I mean, they're fighting over ownership of us as cattle.
Yep.
You know, this is two ranchers fighting over control of the human ranch, and where are the humans being ranched?
Absolutely,
yeah, that's a really good way to put it. And most of the humans are completely oblivious to what's actually going on. They don't know that that's what the fight is about. They don't understand that that's what's happening.
But my Democrats and my Republicrats,
right? They've got their team,
my team,
and they're cheering their team on, even though their so-called team is actually just raping them.
Doesn't matter if you're red or blue.
Vote for the guys who slaughter the pigs, and the pigs vote for the guys who slaughter the sheep. And if the pigs and the sheep ever got together and said maybe nobody should be slaughtered, it would be a much better world.
I could go for that.
True. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But don't we need the government to keep us safe from coronavirus? Don't we need to have the state in order to protect us from mysterious, scary things that we don't understand?
Only if you're a big baby.
It's Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Freed momentarily from the Senate's impeachment trial, several presidential candidates hightailed it to Iowa for last-minute campaigning before the state's caucuses kick off the battle for the Democratic nomination. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, and Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii plan to hold town halls, rallies, and concerts across Iowa to keep their supporters motivated into the final stretch of the campaign. They'll join former Vice President Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, who does not have any Senate obligations and already spent much of the past week in Iowa. China's leader called the accelerating spread of a new coronavirus a very grave situation as cities from the outbreak's epicenter in central China to Hong Kong scrambled to contain an illness that has now infected more than 1,200 people and killed at least 41. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about this so-called coronavirus, a virus that is spreading apparently in China, if state media is to be believed. Because remember, you're getting the story from Chinese media first, right? And who's in charge of the Chinese media?
The Chinese government.
That's right. It's state-run media in China. And so then it goes into the hands of the U.S. media, who are basically just lapdogs for the U.S. federal government. They will do what they're told. They will say what they are told to say. They'll regurgitate whatever press release is coming out of the CDC. So I always am skeptical of a lot of these reports. I'm not saying nothing's happening. There probably is something happening, but you don't really know unless you're there. Otherwise, you just have to take the word of the so-called experts. And the experts in these situations have certain interests that they're promoting. And that's kind of the theme of what we've been discussing so far tonight. It's Ian with you.
Nobody.
And Captain Kickass.
By the way, I want to make sure you know about Divi. It's the next generation wallet coming from Divi. So it's not out yet, but they say that in a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. And Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and then instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. As we continue here, we were talking, there's a BBC story about this coronavirus that's allegedly killed at least 42 people and has infected nearly 1,400 since its discovery in the city of Wuhan, China. Meanwhile, UK-based researchers have warned of a real possibility that China will not be able to contain the virus. Travel restrictions have come in place into several affected cities. As of Sunday, private vehicles will be banned from central districts of Wuhan, which is the source of the outbreak.
Well, I've seen two things on this that make me think that if it's not fake news, it might be very serious. The first is apparently a Chinese doctor. It was a guy in scrubs. He was speaking in Chinese, so I have to rely on the English translation, but this doctor was on the phone with somebody, sounded like a superior or some authority that he was seeking help from, and he's just saying, there's too many bodies. There's too many bodies. Now, doctors, they're claiming that 24 people are dead. Doctors don't freak out when 25 people die.
It says here 42 right? In this story.
Doctors don't freak out when 42 people die. Mm-hmm. Doctors freak out maybe if 4,200 people die. Like, I'm sure some doctors freaked out on 9/11, you know. But they don't freak out when there's just, like, a train crash. You know, which is 50 people, or
a
plane crash, which is 300.
But when it's a train crash or a plane crash, you know what the source of the deaths were. When it's a mysterious virus, then it's a little more freaky in that particular case.
It's easy to. I've got a pretty good idea what the source of the death is. They've right across the river from this fish market that's supposed to be the epicenter is China's premier biological warfare lab.
Yeah, no, I brought in an article specifically about that, nobody. Like, the article that I brought in tonight specifically says, hey, look, not only that, but there's a second facility as well, which are the only two facilities in China that are capable of, you know, working with deadly viruses.
So this could be a government-created...
The city that is quarantined is the city that contains this lab.
Right, it's Wuhan.
Doesn't contain the fish market that they're saying was the source. That's outside the quarantine area, if I'm reading the maps right.
Well, you mentioned Lyme disease earlier, remember? There's a lot of evidence to suggest that the government here in the United States created Lyme disease as well.
So, you know, it may well be that the Chinese created this coronavirus to put it in.
Everyone loves Corona and Lyme.
I know, that's right. See, that was its original iteration, and then I put it out in kind of botched form earlier.
No, I totally identify because as a comedian and parody artist, one of the first viral videos that I ever saw was a little snippet of a parody of the Knack's My Sharona, and it was, you know...
My Corona?
Ooh, she looks good after 9 Coronas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the first viral videos I remember, anyway, from back in the day.
Yeah, and of course, going to school in the 80s, I said to more than one girl, how about a hiney? How about a little hiney?
A second emergency hospital is to be built within weeks to handle 1,300 new patients and will be finished in half a month. The state newspaper, The People's Daily, said...
They're going
to
build a hospital in half a month.
I don't know if it's going to just...
I mean, it's probably like a military field hospital they're building, but who knows, knowing the Chinese. They've built whole cities nobody lives in.
Yeah, that's true. There was actually a really interesting story I had in show prep a few weeks ago that I never got to about how they're actually building cities in Africa now.
Like Chinese?
Yeah, Chinese constructed cities in Africa for warehouses and, you know, manufacturing facilities of Chinese companies.
Well, the other thing is probably because their main interest in Africa seems to be extracting the natural resources.
Sure.
But the thing is, given the disorganization of Africa, it's not unlikely that the Africans can't get the resources out and give them to them. So I think if you really look into what the Chinese are doing there, I think you'll find most of it is centered on extracting natural resources and giving as little as possible for them. Same thing we do.
Several travelers across mainland China are having their temperatures checked for signs of fever, and train stations have been closed in several cities. In Hong Kong, the highest level of emergency has been declared and school holidays extended. Several other nations are each dealing with a handful of cases, with patients being treated in isolation. What is the coronavirus? According to the BBC, it is a family of viruses, which includes the common cold.
But this family of viruses.
This okay. virus has never been seen before, so it's been called 2019
outside of a laboratory.
NCOV for novel coronavirus. New viruses can become common in humans after jumping across the species barrier from animals.
Okay, that answers one of my questions, because I've seen it referred to as a deadly animal virus, right? So that means it's not just affecting humans, it's affecting other species of animals.
That's what they could be the case here. The SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, outbreak in 2003 started in bats, then transferred to the civet cat, which passed it on to humans. The new virus also causes severe acute respiratory infection. Symptoms seem to start with a fever, followed by a dry cough, and then after a week, after a week, lead to shortness of breath and some patients needing hospital treatment. There is no specific cure or vaccine. And so you either get through it or you don't. A lot of things.
I've seen so many memes. There's one that's like, the look on your face when you hear a cough coming from the back of the Chinese restaurant you're at.
Yeah.
Or you hear a cat coming from the back of it.
There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon.
Based on early information, it's believed only a quarter of infected cases are severe, and the dead are mostly, though not exclusively, older people, some of whom have pre-existing conditions. So suggesting that if you're younger, you may be more likely to make it
like,
through this.
What's the barometer there? What do they mean by older? Like,
doesn't say that.
I mean, when I'm 12, older is like 18, right? Right. When I'm 40, older is like 70.
Well,
right?
Normally when people say older in the context of public health, you would expect them to be referring to 50 and up or geriatric.
Yeah.
I would interpret it as one of those. Yeah. Either middle age plus or geriatric.
Chinese authorities claim the seafood market.
The Chinese always minimize their problems. They are big on saving face. So whatever they admit is going on is always 10 times
worse. Smaller, right?
Smaller.
Yeah. All right, the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts here. Has the media gotten you afraid of this coronavirus? And if so, why? Should you be freaking out about this? It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. We've been talking about the coronavirus just because we just haven't covered it yet, and it's all over the news. People
are corona
freaking out about this. And is it unnecessary freak out? I would say, well, but I'm going to just side on the side of, yeah, people are probably unnecessarily freaking out because the mainstream media benefits from having people worried. It benefits from, and certainly governments benefit from that. They want you to believe that they're the ones you need to look to, that you need to look to the so-called authority.
And this is what disturbs me about the statist mentality, right? Some poor sap in, like, central Nebraska, right, who's probably the most removed from this and will probably not be affected by this at all, is sitting there just, you know, scared, right, S in his pants, right, because of some, you know, virus that, you know, I mean, it's been over-sensationalized. And now, oh, my gosh, the coronavirus, what are we going to do, you know?
Except I've been convinced for many, many years that sooner or later the government was going to kill us all. And this looks like it may be a government-sourced problem. So, sure, you know, it there's always the possibility that I'm right. And that they are going to cause, you know, some kind of a Captain Trips situation.
Hey, let's leave captains out of this, pal.
Well, you know who Captain Trips is.
Who's that?
No, I don't actually.
That was the disease in the Stephen King book, The Stand.
Oh, right.
He called it Captain Trips. That was one of many names that it had.
So I just have a habit of coming to the defense of captains everywhere.
Really?
Well,
you should look into the My Lai Massacre. There was one captain who did a good job, but most of them were not. Yeah.
The scientists at the respected MRC Center for Global Infectious Disease Analysis in the UK have warned it may not be possible to contain the virus just to China. They say self-sustaining human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus is the only plausible explanation for the scale of the epidemic. Their calculations estimate that each infected person is passing it on to an average 2.5 other people.
Do they know how?
I'm not sure.
As I understand it, that was, I said earlier, there were two things that I read that made me think maybe there's something, or saw that made me think maybe there's something real here. The first was the doctor freaking out. The second was a microbiologist saying that a virus is a thing called an R-selected species, and R is the rate of reproduction,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And he said that the rate of reproduction in this, in terms of new infections, was higher than anything he had ever seen.
Well, now, they did say the coronavirus is like a family of viruses, right? So that suggests, and it said the cold is one of them. And so it suggests that maybe this is an airborne.
Right, yeah. If it spreads the same way anyway, right? I know not all viruses, even though they're of the same family, have the exact same transmission, but it'd probably be a safe bet if the cold is one of them that it would be airborne.
I think that viruses do have a uniform form of transmission in that what they do is they penetrate your cell and replace its DNA with, or your DNA with its DNA. So it's a cell pirate. And I think that's true of all viruses.
Okay.
So there's another interesting story here. And I know, Captain Kickass, you have one about what's going on in Wuhan, which is where this virus originally apparently got, well, noticed first.
Right.
And
or Wuhan, if you're from the south.
There is
Wu-Tang, if you're
from elsewhere. So Business Insider actually has a related story, though. China spent the first crucial days of the Wuhan coronavirus outbreak arresting people who posted about it online and threatening journalists.
So that scares me.
They've got their priorities straight.
In that it's a strong indication that they are doing what they always do and minimizing this problem.
And here I am getting scared by, the story, right?
They're not going to ask for help, and they're a billion-person incubator, which means what's going to happen if China goes up in flames? Refugees won't be able to stop them. People will flee. They'll flee anywhere they can get.
Right.
And
no government will stop
and
them.
And shooting them if they've got an infectious virus is a dicey proposition. So the authorities have a real problem with that going on. I have no doubt that the Chinese would have absolutely no mercy in dealing with that. I would not be surprised if they nuked this city.
I hope we don't have to see anything like that.
I hope we don't. The thing is, if they did nuke their own city, no matter how important the crisis was,
even just shooting people,
they might sign their own death warrant. Like, I'm pretty sure that if the American government nuked an American city, they would be torn apart by angry mob.
Do you think so?
I think so.
You don't think they could get away with being like, whoops, we didn't know that was that button?
with Trump, you never know.
Yeah. I mean, heads. I don't think so. I think that would be a tipping point, especially because of the psychological fallout of a nuke. I mean, the U.S. government has certainly bombed us. Repeatedly, they bombed the Push Move Coalition
in Philadelphia.
They bombed, arguably, the Branch Davidians in Waco.
None of these things caused an uprising.
None of these things did. But the thing is, psychologically, I think unleashing a nuclear weapon against your own citizens, even rebellious citizens, because the thing is, it's a nuclear weapon is not a... Is not a precision tool.
We didn't do it was the terrorists.
Which, now really that they might do as a false flag.
Yeah.
But even that, So you people let your nuke,
you
because
people.
They're the only people who have them to lose, fall into the hands of terrorists?
It was the Iranians.
If I think it, there would be a massive shake-up.
Maybe.
And people in the streets, if not, I don't think the Constitution would survive it.
The Canadians have finally had enough of our crap and nuked us.
In early January, police in Wuhan said they had arrested 8 people accused of spreading rumors about what was then a mysterious pneumonia causing serious complications. When the coronavirus made national headlines, more and more journalists began to describe being detained or threatened with arrest by Chinese authorities while reporting on the outbreak. The outbreak immediately harked back to SARS in the early 2000s, which the Chinese government also tried to cover up. And the two viruses are in the same family, which also includes the common cold and pneumonia.
What would be the point of trying to cover it up?
Well, the first thing is...
What's the government's motivation?
The first thing is you have to understand the culture, because the... think of kung fu movies you've seen. Think of the focus that they put on face.
I've watched
on reputation, on honor. Well, one way of saving face is hiding your mistakes. A Westerner would say that's a dishonorable way of saving face. An Easterner, maybe not so much, because face is such a strong part.
I guess I could see that with the Japanese, because they're all big into, you know, the honorable kind of thing.
Chinese,
but I guess they're kind of similar with the...
They do have
their disciplined arts and that kind of thing.
Similar things. I mean, they don't go as far as to commit honorable seppuku, but you will find many more honor suicides, suicides because I made a horrible mistake and I can't live with it,
right,
than you would see among, say, Americans. So that's one thing. Face is very important to the Chinese. The other thing is the all communist parties through history have denied mistakes, because anything that makes communism look imperfect,
yeah,
even though they're not really doing communism in China anymore, they're doing something.
It's communism,
but they still call it communism.
Yeah, it's really become fascism is what it is.
Diet communism.
There's still the Communist Party, though. That's still the term that they're using.
Right. And in some ways, they are very communistic. I mean, in that, you know, in capitalist countries, you don't have the government randomly building cities where nobody wants to live. That's a communist thing to do. You have to be communist to do it, because, you know, capitalist cities grow up because individuals want to live there, and they go there and they build things because they have to have places to live.
Right. They start at zero and start from the bottom up, whereas the Chinese cities are like, we're just going to build a whole city from zero.
It's like Obamacare.
So we've actually got Gene the Christian Anarchist, who just jumped on the Discord lines, and he spent a lot of time in China.
Let's talk to him.
He's going to weigh in on this coming up here in hour number two, and you can share your thoughts. Plus, what about these laboratories that are based in Wuhan? Do they have anything to do with it? It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.